response to Greg Deeney is huge at 888-456-9970. Greg, which one would you like to go to next?
Oh, I think we got to do the chicken.
Oh.
The rooster.
The rooster.
Well, you know, that's really called the, but I won't say.
Exactly.
Dirty word.
Hello, Shay. You're a rooster.
Yes.
Shay, you have a relationship question for me?
Yeah, I just want to see how the year is going to be.
Well, before you even go any further, do you have a tendency to be mothering in your relationships?
No.
Because what this signals is that the chicken and the pig have a mother-child relationship. And it's signaling that you should try love. If you haven't had love, luck lately, that you should go for a younger man.
Okay.
Well, that's why. Let me tell you something. The men that I've always dated have been younger.
Ooh. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh. Well, see, so you do kind of have the mothering.
Yeah, you do.
See, you do. Yeah, I don't think you see it. You do have that mothering thing in relationships.
Yeah, maybe you're a nurturer.
To be honest with you, I was when they I started dating and they were all younger and being, wow, what do they see me? I'm older and la la la. But you know, it just always happened that way.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Did Greg Deeney know that, or did Greg Deeney know that? Even when you didn't think
did.
It, I pulled it out of you.
Exactly. All right.
Well, so this is a time for you. I mean, if you're a nurturer. This is the year the chicken tries to take care of the pig. Here's what you've got to be careful. You tend to care a lot, and you sometimes feel like they don't care as much. So.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one right there.
Yeah. All right. Greg Deeney is right again.
So, you know, because they don't show it. I think they stay back for a minute because they're not sure where I'm going. Because I'm more like, if I don't, you know, I don't play, if you're going to do this, then bye.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with the dating younger men, trust me. If there's one thing I'm an expert at is dating younger men, honey. So.
Greg Deeney aside. Every day Greg knows a little bit about
all
it.
Right.
Okay, Shay. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Which animal would you like to do next, Greg Deeney?
I believe we're going to the jungle, the monkey.
The monkey. All right, let's say hello to Carla. Hi, Carla.
Hey, good morning, you guys. How are you?
Good morning. What is it that you wanted to know about? Love, education, career? No,
I am happily married, thankfully. I actually wanted to know about my career and, if possible, travel. You read my sign last year and was
spot. Oh, yeah, I told you were going to go on a big trip, and you went on a honeymoon.
Yes.
Is Greg Deeney just a miracle worker or what?
Miracles never cease.
I can't believe that. That is true. I did. I remember that clearly.
You remember that?
Here's the thing with you, Carla. This is not a big career move year for the monkey. The monkey's too much of a clown. You know, and stuff. You need to settle down. You need more. You need to take time for learning, training, and education before you move on to your next step. So it's really a year of transition for you and self-learning. Like, so you need to really put your nose to the grindstone if you want to take the next career move. You've got to take the time to work on your job skills.
Okay.
I feel like you're in some kind of, you know, you want to make another step. This isn't the year to do it, though, yet. You need to have more training before you do it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you want to know if you're going to stay married?
I know I'm
going to
stay there.
Yeah. I feel like you already know that.
All right. Well, Carla, here's one thing. Since you are married, we haven't talked to any married people. Do you have sometimes trouble expressing? Do one of you expressing to the other person?
Well, what I've learned is to pick and choose my battles. So I've actually learned to stop expressing myself so much because it can cause more of a conflict. My husband's the year of the dog. So
oh, yeah, he's wasteful of money.
Very outspoken.
It says here, too, that maybe it annoys you a little bit that your spouse focuses more on the relationship with the kids than with you sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, dump.
Sorry, Carla.
All right. We have to hang up on Carla. She used a bad word. But see, Greg Dini shocked her so much that she cussed. What I was going to say to Carla, and I was right, you just didn't get to hear it because she cussed. If your spouse annoys you by spending more time with the kids than you, you need to align that better in the year of the pig.
Right.
For monkeys, you need to spend more time with your spouse.
All right. Well, since it is 8:30 exactly, why don't we get into the dirty right now, Shan? And
dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30, Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
But everybody who's waiting in line right now on the line to get your reading from Greg Dini, hang on because we will take you off the air. We'll try to get to as many of you as we possibly can. Hey, I thought this was pretty funny. Conan O'Brien was just talking about one of the DNA tests that he took. You know, if you have 23andMe, Ancestry.com, these were super popular over the holidays, especially because they were doing like sale deals on these things. Like if you buy one, you get the other one free or half off. Or,
yeah, because they're scams.
Well, I don't know about that. We'll find out because I just did one. And more about that in just a couple of seconds. But the thing that Conan O'Brien found out in the recent DNA test that he just did, he found out that he is 100% Irish, which is very, very rare. Like, everybody is like a mix of everything. Like, you might have like one or two cultures that are more dominant, and then like the rest is like a very, very small percentage. But he's one of the few people that is actually 100% of one heritage, and that would be Irish. And then the reason he had to push the researcher on this one is that...
Well, his doctor. He asked his doctor why this could be.
And basically said that...
He's inbred.
Oh, my God.
That there was that going on.
The doctor said.
I mean... It had happened, obviously, like, well into the past. With
now, it's interesting because it's like, he did this on Stephen Colbert. So, it's interesting. It's like, and he did two stand-up bits, sort of. So, is it a bit or is it really true?
Mm.
Like, I couldn't figure out which was, like, was he doing a bit? But he certainly looks 100%
Irish. Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd totally believe that he's all
but
Irish.
He said it hurt his feelings that the doctor said that to him. He reacted to the doctor saying, you can't say that to me. It was, when I heard this bit on the air, it was the same reaction when the doctor told me about healing from my knee surgery. And he was like, well, if you were young, you could do it in 2 weeks, but who knows? You're old.
Yeah, well.
I was like, you can't say that to me. So basically, none of these doctors have good bedside manner. They're running around telling Conan O'Brien that he's inbred. And mine's telling me I'm old.
Sometimes the truth hurts. What can you do about it? So we'll see. And one of the reasons I brought it up, because I did do one of these 23andMe, and I'll reveal this tomorrow, but there's something in my family history that I had found out about recently that has me wondering. Like back in the day, I'll just spill it. My mom had an affair. And we can kind of go for it. We'll talk more about this tomorrow morning.
Your sister said that. You don't even know if that's true or not.
Oh, no. My sister knew, for sure.
Your sister's not a trustworthy person.
Oh, she's not, but I believe her on this one.
I mean, you don't even talk to her.
Well,
so you don't even know.
I've talked to her enough to know this.
It's very sketchy. Very sketchy stuff.
I guess we'll find out with the test.
I took the 23andMe.
The other funny thing that Conan O'Brien said in his stand-up about this was that when he told his family he was 100% Irish, his wife did the same test and found she was only like 50 or 60% Irish, then she was all these other things.
Yeah.
And his family said, oh my God, you have jungle fever. They're like, hi, I can't believe it. You broke the family.
Has anybody ever done one of these DNA tests, regardless of what it was, and then found out something shocking? Get to let us know about that one, too, at 888-456-9970.
Have you done it, Shan? I'm not interested in the least.
I don't want to spend money on that. Yeah. For what? I already know what I am.
Are you sure?
I know what you are.
If y'all want to pay for it, I'll do it.
You are 100% chunkless. That's what you are.
You're a shoe.
100% ratchet.
All right, that's going to do it for your dirty with Fernando and Greg.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
And if you're still on the line, Greg Dini will continue after we get done with sports to read some more fortunes for the new year. I just got a text from my ex, Derek, and he said, did you just call yourself Greg Daddy when you said you date younger men? No, Greg Dini.
But you should, though.
Not Greg Daddy.
Greg Daddy.
No. Ay, ay, ay. Anyway.
Ain't nobody daddy.
Derek, stop listening. Stop commenting.
I'm glad he's still listening after all these years. Hi, Derek.
It's not Greg Daddy. I mean, it's Greg Dini.
Next to John, he was one of my favorites.
Maybe.
Whoa.
I mean, they really have. No, they're really.
He's right up there. Let's just put it that way.
All right, moving on. The Real Housewife of Atlanta star Cynthia Bailey had one of those embarrassing moments while the Super Bowl was in Atlanta, so it was natural to think you're going to see some of the Super Bowl participants. She ran up and took a selfie with the guy at the St. Regis Hotel, thinking it was Tom Brady. The guy didn't tell her that he was not. Shannon, you look in that picture again?
He looks terrified of her. He's like, what is going on? I am so confused. Well, this is bug-eyed.
He's bug-eyed. It's on the Fernando and Greg Instagram. Check it out. It's so funny. And I think we've all sort of been there like, is that? No. Is it? But have you ever gone up to someone? She took the photo, was so proud of it, about to put it on social media, but she sent it to her boyfriend first, who is a sportscaster. And he's like, girl, who's that supposed to be? And she was like, that's Tom Brady. He's like, no, it's not. And so she put this whole exchange on her Instagram, but how embarrassing. Mm. So we asked earlier when we did the story if this has ever happened to you. Now, I think we have Jamie on the line.
Yeah, we do.
Where it happened to her in reverse.
Yes, Jamie?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So people have confused you for celebrities?
Yeah, it's happened twice. So we were at the Raiders game and some guy just started screaming, Brittany, and I wasn't paying attention, and my husband's like, that guy thinks you're Britney Spears. He started coming down the stairs, and my husband was like, no. I was just like, what? I just kept walking, because I was like, I don't think so. And then I get Lady Gaga a lot, especially when I had platinum blonde hair, and we were in Reno, and this lady just, it was New Year's Eve, this lady just comes running after me, and she's like, Lady Gaga, and she like grabbed my arm, and then she realized I wasn't Lady Gaga, obviously. Sleep, and then she was so sad. I felt so bad. But she's like, can I still take a picture? And I'm like, sure.
Can I still take a picture?
Yeah. I like that, like, you felt so bad for her.
I did.
Jamie, do you have a picture where you look like the most Britney or the most Gaga? We'd love to see it.
I'll have to look for the... I have one that... I think I still have the Gaga one. I'll look for it and see if I can send it to you.
Well, you know they sell a lot of beer at those games.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of don't think Lady Gaga really hang out in Reno, though, but...
Yeah.
That would have been my next question. What are you doing in Reno?
Right?
It's funny, because Sandra and I were at a Raiders game years ago, and this dude looked so much like Lil Wayne. We knew it wasn't him, but we were like, can we take a picture? And so he said to Sandra, he's like, all right, you can take a picture with me. I took it, and then I was like, okay. And then he's like, no, bro, I don't take pictures with dudes.
What?
And I wasn't messing with that fool.
Yeah, you're like, oh, okay.
That's so funny.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks. Have a good day. Bye.
All right, I think she must be hot. She's getting like taken from Brittany.
That's why I wanted to see a picture. So.
I wanted to tell her, well, you need to stop wearing that schoolgirl outfit to the Raiders games, and people won't confuse you. I know Jeffrey, our creative director, he told us about a time he actually went up to a pseudo celebrity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But Jeffrey's this was back in the day right when this guy was a celebrity.
Yeah, Jeffrey, who was it?
I'm embarrassed to admit it, but yes, I did. I saw Arsenio Hall at a Red Lobster in suburban Texas once.
And then was there a celebrity sitting behind him?
No, Arsenio Hall was the celebrity.
Oh, he was the celebrity. Hey. Oh. All right. Yeah. You thought you saw Arsenio Hall at Red Lobster?
Yes, and I sat through the entire dinner thinking it was Arsenio Hall. I was so excited. I had to build up the courage to go get an autograph from Arsenio Hall.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Did you go up to him and go, woo, 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 woo?
No worse. I built up the courage on my way out because I wanted to have an exit strategy in case he did not want to give me an autograph.
Good
on
idea.
On my way out, I approached the table and I said, I am so sorry to bother you, but I've been a fan forever. I used to watch your show every night as a kid. And the guy just looked at me as if I had eight heads. And then I said, you're Arsenio Hall, telling him that he was.
Yes.
And he said, nope, my name's Cliff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then did he say, now, can you go get me some more of them cheddar biscuits?
Cheddar Bay biscuits? Yes, he did. And then he said, security. But the thing was... this was Tree's iPhone, whatever. So, like, I didn't have all of Twitter making fun of me, but I did have the dining room of the Red Lobster all looking at me like, this bitch.
Wow. You see one black guy in the Red Lobster mistaken
Damn.
For Arsenio Hall. How rude.
Now, Greg, you know it wasn't about skin color. It was about his gum line. Gum.
That triangular face.
And then you turn the TV on, and there he was doing his show live in L.A. the next same day.
What? Yeah, and it was not live from Red Lobster in Colleen, Texas.
Wow. All right. Thanks, Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, he's still mad.
Well, I mean, if you go pick a celebrity to run up to, do you really want it to be Arsenio Hall?
Hey. I mean, you see so few celebrities.
What's he going to be doing in a suburban Texas town at the Red Lobster?
He was on tour and he stopped for dinner.
No. Hey, and also to finish up Sassy Sports, the lowest rated Super Bowl in a decade. Nobody seemed to want to watch that. And it wasn't like low rate. Like it didn't lose by a little. It lost by a lot. Like over the last 5 years, I was looking at the ratings and this Super Bowl was down significantly. Usually people turn it on and then if it doesn't get real heated, they turning it off.
Right.
And that's what more of you did this year.
Even
than
the people
any other
watching
year.
It didn't want to watch it.
See, they should just change it to Saturday. The ratings are so down, right? That's what they cared about.
What does
so
it
much.
Matter?
That is all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.